Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day that he has brought us yet again into his presence. Glory to God. And for that, we give him thanks. For that, we give him praise. Amen. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. We want to say tonight, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, 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 each and every one of you. From wherever you're listening from, we just want to say welcome tonight. And we want to thank you. Thank you for tuning in to be with us on tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, people of God, it's a great, great time to be alive. How many thank God for life on tonight? How many thank him for life on tonight? Life and that more abundantly. Amen. We just give God praise. We give him thanks on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, amen, for, amen, whatever country you're listening in from. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening in. We pray, amen, that you are being blessed by the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God, because we are coming here. Amen. We're making sacrifice. Amen. Sacrifice. Sacrifice of our time. Sacrifice. Amen. Glory to God, to make preparations. Amen. Because we believe, people of God, that if we make sacrifices unto him, the Lord will come down and he will bless his people. That's what we believe. Amen. We believe, amen, that if we but make a sacrifice, the Lord will come. He will bless his people. He'll come. He'll answer. He'll come deliver. He'll come save. Amen. He'll come and glory to God. Hallelujah. Filled with his precious Holy Ghost. We believe that. Amen. Glory to God. We are doing it, amen, virtually, people of God. But listen, we know, amen, that the Lord God is omnipresent. Amen. Glory to God. So right where you are, he's able to meet you right where you are. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We don't have to be, amen, looking at each other. Amen, Jesus. But we're looking unto him. We are looking unto him who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network. We thank God for you, people coming out. Glory to God. Amen. To this outreach ministry. Amen. We are not taking the place, amen, nor posture ourselves to take place, amen, of the church of the living God, amen, but we are a body of believers who are on the move, amen. We're on the move, amen, for Christ. We are on the move, amen. Glory to God, traveling across the airways, traveling, amen, into the home, traveling, glory to God, to those places where perhaps our feet, amen, may never touch the ground, glory to God, but the voice of the Lord is being heard through the voice of his servants, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for using us. We humbly, humbly are grateful to the Lord for using us, amen, to be his voice, amen, glory to God, that he can reach and reach and reach, amen. So we're just grateful for that on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. We are so grateful for that on tonight. Amen. Truly, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. He's great and greatly to be praised on tonight. Amen. So we're just so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful on tonight. Amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Grateful, grateful, grateful on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is a recorded broadcast, amen. Even though we are putting this broadcast, we are, amen, tapping into every source that we know to reach the people, amen. And as we understand, amen, we're into 48 different countries now, last count, and amen, 20 million people, amen, who have tapped into, amen, this Prayer News Network, amen. So we give God thanks, we give God praise, amen, for listeners all over the world. And people of God, amen, we cannot take any claim to that, but we know it's the Lord's doing, and it is truly marvelous in our eyes. It's marvelous. It's marvelous in our eyes to see what the Lord has done, amen, and what he's doing. So we're grateful tonight. We're grateful tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen, grateful for, amen, all that he's doing. Grateful, glory be to God, people of God, because had it not been the Lord on our side, amen, had it not been the Lord on our side, people of God, amen, we would be so consumed by the enemy. But we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, according to his word, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. No weapon can prosper. Amen. And I just give God thanks for his word. His word is true. Amen. And he is his word. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. We want to thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of them. Amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord for, amen, my late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina and for our, amen, Jesus, senior apostle on tonight. We thank God for him. Amen, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Amen, apostle. Glory to God. Thank God tonight for Apostle D.G. Taylor. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, my pastor. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For our advisors, each and every one of them. Amen. Giving God thanks, giving God praise on tonight. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our prayer warriors. Thanking the Lord for you, people of God. Thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for coming to be with us. Amen. Glory to God, to hear what thus saith the Lord. People of God, we know that there's so much going on in the earth. There's so much going on in the earth. We're hearing it. We're hearing it. We're seeing it. Amen. So we need to arm ourselves, people of God. We need to arm ourselves. Get ready. Amen. Be prepared. Amen. Be a prepared people. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, people of God, scripture is being fulfilled. It's being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. We can't shut our eyes to this, people of God. We cannot shut our eyes to this. And glory to God, while we may not know all of the revelation, amen, all of the revelation behind all of this, glory to God, but listen, people of God, let me tell you, glory to God, it is prophecy being fulfilled. Amen. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Glory to God. It's winding up, people of God. And, it, you know, I attended us on today, a homegoing service. And, amen, Jesus, the woman of God preached. She preached, my God, that woman of God preached today. Amen, Jesus. But then at the end of the service, she made an altar call. Glory to God. And, people of God, it was so sad. Because no one came forth. And I said to myself, my God, can the people see what's really going on? Do they not understand? Amen. Glory to God in the political realm. Amen. What's going on in the spirit realm? Can they not see? Glory to God. And I'm saying, Lord, the altar should be so full. The altar should be so full. Amen. And it just really, really, really saddened my heart. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. For so many, amen, need the Lord. So many need to be prepared to transition to the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. But I tell you, people of God, listen, this is why we're here. And people of God, we dare not come to this line. We dare not come to this line. Glory be to God. Come to this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come and leave the same way. Amen. God forbid that we come and leave the same way. Amen, Jesus. We should always have, amen, Jesus, before the Lord. Lord, search me. Search my heart. Search me. Glory be to God. If there's anything within me, Father, forgive me. Anything within me. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God, and we pray that the Lord, amen, Jesus, reveal us, show us ourselves, show us ourselves, show us our shortcomings, amen. Glory be to God, shine the light upon us, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory to God, and that he would take the beam out of our eyes, amen, so that we won't be walking around in self-deception, amen, self-deception and self-righteousness. Glory be to God. We pray, glory to God, that the Lord reveal, that the Lord take the blinders off of our eyes. Amen. So that we can see ourselves, people of God. It would be a pity and a shame. Glory be to God for anybody, amen, that's coming to this line night after night to die. Glory be to God, and your soul be lost. What a pity. What a shame, people of God. We've been hearing word, word, word. And the Lord, amen, he's bringing you to this line. There's a call made by him. Glory be to God. You're not just dialing to be dialing, amen, but the Lord is calling us to this line, amen, and he's making deposits into us. He's making deposits into us, people of God, glory to God, to help make us ready, glory be to God. By the word, he's washing us. He's purifying us, people of God. Hallelujah. He's sanctifying us. Glory be to God. And I give God thanks and I give God praise. Amen. I tell you, people of God, I'm telling you, amen, that's my heart's cry. Lord Jesus, let me see myself. Let me see myself. Glory to God. Let me see my shortcomings. Let me see where I stand, not according to what I think of me, glory to God, but according to what he thinks of me, glory to God, what he knows of me. Glory be to God. And if there's any wayward way, amen, that he will take it out. Glory to God. Straighten me. Glory to God. I want to get it right. We got to get it right on this side. Amen. Because once we transition over, there's no getting it right, people of God. We got to get it right now. Amen. Glory to God. Our minds. Glory be to God. Our minds. Glory be to God. We got to look at what we're thinking. We got to look at how we're thinking, people of God. We got to look at it. Glory to God. We've got to look at, glory to God, how we're thinking. We got to examine ourselves. We must examine ourselves. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we've got to stand before the judgment seat for ourselves. We got to stand before God for ourselves. Glory be to God. It's not our brother, our sister, amen, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, pastor, amen. No. We've got to stand and give an account, amen. We've got to give an account for the things that we've done, for the things that we've thought, amen. Glory to God. We got to give an account, people of God. Glory be to God. We're going to be judged. Glory to God, by the scripture declares, by every outer word that we speak, we're going to be judged, people of God. Glory be to God. Amen. So this is the dressing room, and we're here. Amen. We're here to get it right. We're here to get it together. Amen. We're here to get it together. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. We bless the Lord, people of God. Listen, let our coming not be in vain. Let our coming not be in vain. Amen. Glory to God. I want to say that again. Let not our coming be in vain. Glory to God. Take this thing serious. Get serious. There was a song that the saints of old used to sing. Amen. I got worried. Amen, about my soul. Amen. And then another song, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. And should you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. Straighten me, Lord. If I'm not thinking right, glory be to God. If my heart is not right, my spirit is not right. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Some people, amen, walking around here with nasty spirits. Glory to God. Nasty. Glory to God. This is why this word is coming. Amen. To wash us and purge us and make us right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The scripture declares we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We're born, amen, thinking, listen, born, glory be to God, and our mind is not right. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Not fit for the kingdom, not ready for the kingdom. Amen. But then the Lord sets up all. Sets us out on life. Amen. We begin walking. Amen. Walking. Amen. Glory to God. Born. Hallelujah. Born in sin. Walking. But we begin walking, people of God. We have all our lives. Amen. All opportunity to get it right. Amen. For the Lord is reconciling us unto himself. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we're just so grateful. We're grateful, grateful. Amen. Thanking God, amen, for all that he's done. Thanking him for who he is on tonight. Thanking him for another opportunity that we can get it right, people of God. We got another opportunity to get it right. We got another opportunity to get it right. Death is real. Glory to God. Hell is real. Glory to God. And we can't get it right when we get to the other side. We got to get it right now. Glory be to God. Went out. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen to the grave. Amen, yard on today. Amen for the interment. So many graves. Glory to God. And I tell you, people of God, my heart, amen, just begin to weep. Amen. Because you have so many people, amen, that are playing with their lives. Playing. Glory to God. Because you don't know where death is. Playing with your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But people of God, let us, amen, make declaration that that will not be my portion. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. And thanking him again for another opportunity, for just another opportunity to get it right. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not going to hold you long tonight, people of God. We are, again, rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. But listen, have you been enjoying this word? Listen, people of God, we've been in on this line over 600 and something days. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And there's so much word, amen, that's coming forth. Amen, so much word, people of God, so much word. Jesus, glory be to God. But the Lord, amen, he's truly doing us well. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, amen, I'm just grateful, amen, for what God is doing. I'm grateful for what he's doing. Glory be to God. So very grateful on tonight. Amen. So very grateful. So very grateful on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So grateful on tonight. I said we're not rebroadcasting on tonight, amen, but we have a woman of God that's with us on tonight. She's definitely no stranger to the line, amen, but we are just grateful to the Lord for all that he's doing, amen. Glory to God. We want to get ready to sanctify the line on tonight, amen. Glory to God, and have our scripture reading by Sister
the
Mary.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Let us have a word of prayer. Amen. But I just had to take that opportunity, people of God, to let us know the seriousness of where we are. Amen. The seriousness of what's going on in Russia. The seriousness of what's going on in the Ukraine. Amen, Jesus. We, people of God, amen, we are, and amen, we can be affected. Amen. But we got to run into him. Amen. We got to run, amen, into our hiding place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, people of God. I'm telling you, we could just be minutes away, glory be to God, from mass destruction. Amen. It's praying time. It's praying time. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, let us go before the throne of grace. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, people of God, while we have another opportunity, while we have an opportunity on tonight, let's give God thanks. Let's give God praise. Amen. Come on, let's lift him up on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. With grateful hearts on tonight. With grateful hearts on tonight. Glory to God. We come. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We come. Glory to God. We're entering, glory to God, into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we're coming on tonight to bless your name. We're coming, oh God, again with the praise on our lips. Glory to God, with the praise in our heart on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for yet another day. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for life in that more abundantly. We thank you tonight. We thank you for another opportunity to come into your presence. We thank you, glory to God, for another opportunity, glory to God, hallelujah, to get it right. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your grace. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your saving grace towards us, your people. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God with a heart full of praise. We bless you on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you for the mind. Thank you for the mind, oh God, to come. Thank you for the mind. Glory be to God to come into your presence yet more again. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for soundness of mind. We thank you tonight, oh God, for divine help. We thank you, oh God, for how you're keeping our bodies healed. We're thanking you on tonight. We bless you, oh God, for your divine provision toward us, your people. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight for your sustaining power. We're thanking you on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. We thank you for your divine covering on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor you. Glory to God. We honor you on tonight. For you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We're thanking you on tonight for your Alpha and Omega. We thank you tonight for you, the beginning and the end. And we bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your grace. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you. We bless you in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you tonight in that precious name, oh God. And Father, as we come on tonight, we come on tonight, we're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us tonight, oh God, of every iniquity. Forgive us on tonight. Father, should we have thought anything wrong? But we'll be judged, oh God, by every idle word. And we're asking you tonight, oh God, for anything that we've said, any way that we've thought that's not pleasing in your sight. Father, we're asking you to forgive us tonight. We're asking you to forgive and create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, in thy precious name we pray. Glory be to God. Father, create in us, oh God, hallelujah. Father, create in us a righteous spirit in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, oh, glory to God. We're asking you on tonight, Father, let us not leave this line the way that we came. We're asking you on tonight to search us, oh God. Search us through and through. Father, search us on tonight. Search us even so in the recesses of our mind. Father, search us on tonight. Search our spirits tonight in the precious name, oh God. And should there be anything that's not of thee, should there be any gain, oh God, glory be to your name, anything, Jesus, oh God, anything on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight to forgive us and pardon us on tonight in that precious name, glory to God. We're asking you tonight, Father, to look upon this line. Look upon the altars of the heart of your people on tonight. Look upon us on today, Messiah. Look upon us tonight. Glory be to God, for you know, oh God, what we have need of before we even ask, oh God. You know what we have need of. And Father, tonight we're asking you to look upon tonight. Look upon the altars of the heart. Look upon the request, oh glory. Look upon us tonight in thy precious name. Father, look upon us tonight. Glory to God. And Father, we're asking that you will meet every need. Meet every need on tonight. Every desire on tonight. We're asking you to move yet again. Move yet again. Move in our situation. Move in circumstances on tonight. Move. Glory to God. Father, move on tonight. Father, move, move, move. Father, move on tonight. Oh, glory to God. For what concerns us concerns you. And we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to move upon the concern. Move upon the concerns on tonight. Oh, God, that worry on tonight. Father, take it up and swallow it up on tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God, move on tonight. Cause thy will to be made manifest. Yes, Shabbat, cause thy will, glory to God, to be made clear unto your people on tonight. Glory be to your name, thy will, thy perfect and thy divine will, cause it to be.
be done. Glory to God in the midst of us, in our lives on tonight. Father, do it tonight. We're asking that you heal. We're asking that you will deliver and set free. Oh, glory to God. Do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Father, do a work on tonight. Oh, God. Father, do it tonight. Hey, glory to God. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it. Yeah, glory to God. Oh, God, set free on tonight. Set captives free on tonight, Master. Set captives free. Yeah, glory to God. Free in the mind. Free in the soul. Free, glory to God, in your spirit on tonight, Father. Set free as only you can. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory be to God. We give you thanks and we give you praise in thy precious name, oh God. And we're asking you tonight, Father, to lift on tonight. Lift your people on tonight. Lift the bereaved families on tonight. All over the world, lift on tonight. Hey, glory to God. Work out, oh God. Hey, Master, situations on tonight. Those situations, oh God, that are too complex. Those situations, glory to God, where there seems to be no answer. But Father, tonight we're asking that you would breathe upon your people. Breathe upon those situations. Breathe, oh God. Oh, glory to God. And cause thy will to be done. Father, swallow up the will of the enemy. Swallow up the plan of the enemy. In thy precious name, swallow up tonight, oh God, every adverse action of the enemy, every adverse contract against your people, Father, swallow it up on tonight, in thy precious name, swallow it up on tonight, hey, glory to God, Father, swallow it up on tonight. Oh, glory to God in thy precious name. And have your people, set your people free. Set your people free. Father, we're thanking you for peace on tonight. We're thanking you for peace of mind, peace of heart on tonight. We're thanking you for your peace. Oh, glory to God in making every wrong right. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for leading us and guiding us, oh God. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. We thank you for being real. Thank you for being real unto us. Thank you for being real. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for being so real. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Father, and even so on tonight, Father, we ask you that you would look upon the body of Christ at large. Look upon your people tonight. Cause there to be a reckoning on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would do it. Glory to God. Do it. Hey, God, as only you can. Cause there to be, glory to God, a reconnect. Cause that to be a reshift and a reset on tonight. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Cause your people, oh God, call them forth out of the valley of decision. But call them, oh God, glory to God. Call them higher, oh God, to come to your word. Come to your word, glory to God, and be yet established. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for healing. We thank you for healing to the utmost all over the land. We thank you for strength now, glory to God, to the downtrodden and the hung down head. We thank you for peace. We thank you for peace. We thank you for strength, oh God, in thy precious name, Father. We bless you tonight. We bless you. Hey, glory to God. We're asking you tonight to look upon our speaker. Glory to God. Look upon our speaker tonight. Look upon our speaker tonight, Father. We're asking that you will bless her. We're asking that you will bless her as only you can. Father, breathe upon her. Strengthen her now. Strengthen her, glory to God. Even so, send your anointing tonight. Your anointing, glory to God, that makes preaching and teaching easy. Oh, glory to God. By your spirit and by your anointing alone. Father, we thank you for this vessel that you've chosen at this time. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Now, Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us. Oh, glory to God. Cover on tonight. Father, we do pray, and for this we give you thanks. We do give you, we give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say amen on tonight. Somebody say amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Come on and just clap those hands right where you are. Amen. Jesus, just whisper unto him, amen, praise and adoration. Glory be to God. On tonight, right there in your space, right where you are. Glory be to God. Worship the Lord. Amen. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Invite him, mama, shabuosha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Invite him in. Invite him in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he shall come and sup with you. Amen. Glory be to God. We give him praise. We give God thanks on tonight. Glory be to God. And at this time, people of God, amen. Jesus, glory be to God as instructed by the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We're going to have a scripture reading. Amen, for tonight. Glory to God. Sister Mary Hollings on tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN Advisors, PNN Prayer Warriors, to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be taken from the 5th chapter of Romans, the first 11 verses. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But when we were yet with our strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the most of all doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. We're just so grateful tonight. Amen, Jesus, for what the Lord, amen, is saying unto us, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Let us take heed. Amen. Let us take heed on tonight. Amen, to what the Lord is saying unto us. Amen. Glory be to God. We are indeed excited on tonight. Amen. We're excited for what God is doing. We're excited for what he's about to do. Amen, Jesus, in right here among us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. For this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for her life. Amen. Just thank God for her on this night. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless him. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but listen, we want you to go ahead and get those pencils and papers and, amen, get your pencil, your paper, your pen on tonight. Glory be to God, and get ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going down to Hinesville, Georgia. We're going down to Hinesville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, by way of, glory be to God, Full Gospel Tabernacle Church of God in Christ.
And on tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the woman of God, Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Just press star 6 and come on over to the platform. We're not hearing you.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. God bless you.
Amen. Now, I joined in. We actually switched dates on tonight, but God is still good all the time.
All right.
And all the time, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we did. But you know what? I believe this. That all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I believe that. I just know that God is a mighty God. He's a holy God. And we listen to me. I don't know what's getting ready to happen, but I know this for sure, that the Lord has power. Amen.
Yes,
and
Amen.
If I was to use for, listen, I'm going to go old school. If I was to use for a subject on tonight, it would simply be after this. After this. After what? After tests, after trials, after everything we've gone through. There's a situation going over in Ukraine, and my God, people's lives are at hand, but there is an after this. I will be reading Esther, the 4th chapter, verses 16 and 17, the New English Translation. And the Word of God reads, "Go, assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa, and fast on my behalf. Don't eat and don't drink for 3 days, day or night. My female attendants and I will also fast in the same way. Afterward," right there, "afterward, I will go to the king, even though it violates the law. If I perish, I perish." The 17th verse says, "So Mordecai set out to do everything that Esther had instructed him to do." After this, Job lived 140 years, according to Job 42, 16th and 17th verse. After the loss of his children, after the loss of his house, after the loss of his health, after the loss of friends forsaking him, there was an after this. He expected that something good was going to come out of this. Somebody shout, after this. Well, according to John 19 and 28, after this, knowing that everything had now been accomplished, after what? After being lied on, after being betrayed, after being forsaken, after being pierced in the side, crowned of thorns, bleeding and wounded, bruised, after this, Jesus rose with all power in his hands. Somebody shout, after this. Well, let me tell you, Esther is one of my favorite books of the Bible, not just because it's named after a woman, not because there's a movie named after her. It is a reminder that pressure and problems produce purpose. And I know we will have problems, and I know that we will have pressure, because that's life, and we can expect that. But what I do have problems with, Evangelist, is when it doesn't end purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have resolve. Now, in the book of Esther, you have the villain who was Haman. You have the hero who was Mordecai. You have Esther, the leader, and did not realize that she was the leader until she was faced with pressure. You have an orphan girl. The odds were stacked against her. She was an underdog, but she had an after this moment. Little did Esther know that there was a warrior inside of her. You never know what's in you until pressure is applied to you. Oh, yeah. It is the great that must be crushed to make wine. It is diamonds that form under pressure. It is the olives that are pressed to release oil. It is the seeds that grow in a dark place. Whenever you feel crushed under pressure, pressed or in a darkness, you're in a powerful place of transformation and transmutation. Trust the God of the process. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me ask you, what is transmutation? Transmutation is the action of changing or being changed into another form. And if the truth be told, most times transmutation only happens in a dark place. It is like a metamorphosis. Esther, transmutation was in stages. She went from an orphan girl to a queen, from a queen to a warrior. Honey, pressure will show you what's on the inside. Don't believe me? Ask the olive. The olive has precious oil inside. It's tasteful, right? Yeah, it's very tasteful. However, the oil inside has to go through a transmutation to produce oil. And what happens is this, that first it has to go through a process. Yeah, and the process has to allow the pressure to be applied. And so many of us, we want the Esther anointing, but don't want to go through the process. And, oh, glory to God. Yes, pressure, let me repeat that. Don't want to go through the process, but pressure nor the problems. But let me tell you this, don't count it strange that when you go through the shaking and you have to face the beating and you have to go through the pressing before the oil is released. Yes, God, do you ever see people who seem to never, ever, ever just go through anything? To be honest, it doesn't seem fair. But let me tell you this, but what you have inside of you, the anointing, the greater the anointing, the greater the pressure. So don't get upset when it seems like you're going through after this. It's because there is anointing on the inside, oh God, of you. Oh God, let me go to 1 Samuel 22, 1 through 5. I'm going to paraphrase. David is hiding in a cave, and he's anointed. He's down. He's discouraged. He's depressed. He's disheartened. His heart is just all broken, and he's feeling that, God, you don't see me, and he's feeling you. I want to feel you. I love you, God. But what is happening while David is in the cave, anointed, but in the cave, appointed, but in a cave, depressed, but in a cave? Can I tell you this? That God's name, let's flip back to Esther. God's name is not mentioned one time in the book of Esther. If you read 10 chapters, it has and 67 verses. It has 5,637 words. And in all of that, God's name isn't mentioned one time. Why is that important, Sister Rochelle? It's important because many times you're not going to fail. In our situation, you sometimes not going to feel him. But it doesn't matter because he's there. He's omnipresent. And see, I'm not talking to the deep, the super deep saints. I'm not. Mm-hmm. The ones who always see him. The ones that when they sneeze, they say, God himself says, bless you. I'm not talking to you. But I'm talking to the one who's anointed and appointed. And yet, don't feel it. Oh, yes. I know that God is a present help in the times of trouble. I know he is the first and he is the last. I know that he is the beginning and he is the end. I know that he is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. I know that he is the architect of the universe and he is the manager of all times. I know. Don't disconnect your phone because I know this. I know. I'm not anti-God, but this I do know, that sometimes you will not see him. You didn't feel him when you were being raped. You didn't feel him when you were going through abuse. You didn't feel him when your child died. You didn't feel him. You prayed and you asked God, what? I know you can. I know I've read you in the Bible. I've seen miracles. I've seen you do it, but why didn't you do it for me? Can I tell you that he has not forgotten you? Yes, his name is not mentioned in Esther. But just because you don't see him doesn't mean he is not there. He is there. He's working behind the scenes on your behalf. My friend, God's name does not have to be named to be present. Esther was about to have an encounter that would blow her mind. Esther was minding her own business, trying just to be great. Esther was living her best life. What happens when life hands you lemons after this? God can use the same lemons for good and make some good old lemonade. She was living in the palace. Esther 2 and 10 tells us that she was hiding her identity, her Jewish background. Now wait before you judge her, because the only reason that she hid her background is because Mordecai, her guardian, told her to. They didn't have foster care back then. Families back then were the village. And the Bible says that Esther's father and mother was deceased. And the Bible describes Esther 2 and 7, said that she was attractive and that she was beautiful. 21st century, she had it going on. Esther 2 and 9 tells us that Esther had favor, and that was all a part of the plan. But Esther had to keep a secret. I wonder if we could have held that secret. Listen, I don't know who this is for, but sometimes we need to stop talking so much. The Bible says that there is a time to keep silent and a time to speak, Ecclesiastes 3 and 7. James 1 and 19 tells us that we should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Esther handled that with such class. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 11 that we must study to be quiet. So I guess that it's apparent that it's, especially for women, that it's just not our nature to be quiet. Most men have this quiet thing down pat. You ask them a question, how was your day, fine? You ask us, we have to tell you about our entire day. Well, I went to the grocery store, and you know I seen Karen down in the grocery store. And when I seen Karen down in the grocery store, Karen had a wig on that just wasn't that cute. I didn't know why Karen had that wig. We got to tell the whole story. Now, my degree is in education, and early development training teaches you that most girls develop their language faster than boys. But Esther had that quiet thing down pat. Listen to me. Our mouth can block our blessings. And the same mouth that has the ability to send the blessing away can block the blessing. Listen. Be who you listen to me. Saints, we got to do better. We have to have wisdom. We have to be Esther in these evil days. Because Esther had the wisdom on how to shh. We, the saints, are getting caught up in a whole lot of stuff. Why? Because we're not being quiet. We have the world mentality sometimes where we take it folk advice. I read somewhere where someone gave this advice. Be who you are, honey. Say what you want to say, honey. What in the world? And so I said, well, let me look and see who said that. There was a philosophical book that said this. Guess who it was? Dr. Seuss. We need to stop getting our advice from foolish books and get our advice from the Bible. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We have a guard our mouth. We have to guard our mouth. Mordecai told Esther, don't you tell it, because God had a plan. And what did she do? She didn't tell it. God had a plan. And out of nowhere, loud steps and knocks on the door of Esther. The God with the plan knocked on the door and life hands her a death sentence. Somebody shout after this. She encounters a crazy man, and no doubt she's seen Haman many times. She was the queen. Haman was her husband's right-hand man. He was the prime minister. The Bible says that in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, come here, Ukraine and Russia. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. Haman was wicked, and he ruled. I'm going to say this again. Haman was wicked, and he ruled. That's why we have to be careful who we vote in office. Because they rule, and we mourn. Haman had a hatred. Why would he hate them? They didn't do anything to him. His desire was to take them out. See, not just one man. He wasn't just after Mordecai. He was after a whole people. But I love when the tables turn. Somebody shout after this. See, you don't read that Mordecai did anything to deserve this. He didn't talk bad about him. He didn't put sugar in his chariot tank. He didn't do anything, but he found himself walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Come here, David. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Think of this. How can the tables be prepared? How can they be prepared if you don't have an enemy? See, whenever you have folk over, you prepare your dishes, you set out your food, you make a beautiful place setting. In the same way that we prepare for our guests, God prepares for our enemies. I don't know what enemies you're facing tonight, whether your enemy is anxiety, whether your enemy is fear, whether your enemy is finances. You have more months than you have money. But I do know that he has prepared a place, a table right before you in the midst of your enemy after this. He has not abandoned you. He has not forgotten you. He has intentionally made a place for you. Now the question on the floor is, will you sit at the table? Somebody shout, yes, after this. Esther was in the middle of a feud. Oh, God, so Mordecai was hated, deep-seated family feud. What Esther did not realize, evangelist, is that this was 100-year, hundreds of years of feud. If you go back to Esther 2 and 5, Mordecai is first mentioned in Esther 2 and 5 as the son of Jair, who was a Benjamite. Now, we know that Esther is a part of the same family, right? So Haman was a descendant of Agag, where we get the word gag, who was of the king of the Amalekites. Longtime enemies of the Jewish people. Mordecai was not bothering nobody. He was minding his business. But for those of you who don't want to make waves, who think that you can win your battle without a war, no one is immune to the spirit of Haman. And if the truth be told, we all must have a Haman spirit encounter in our lives. Haman only shows up when promotion is right there. Haman only shows up, that spirit, when God is about to promote you. Oh, yes. Yeah. Somebody shout after this. Haman's spirit was hateful to those who he deemed it to be. Haman thought that Mordecai was the low man on the totem pole. You know how folk do. They real nice to you in front of the boss, but then when the boss leaves, they go back to their own evil ways. Yeah, that's how Haman was. He was a trickster. That spirit that Haman wants you to bow down to them. If you've ever worked with a Haman spirit, that spirit calls good evil and evil good. And how did this adversary travel through the bloodline? Well, 600 years prior, Agag, the king of the Amalekites, God had told King Saul, who happened to be related to Esther and Mordecai, God had told King Saul, listen, I want you to destroy the Amalekites. You will find this in 1 Samuel 15 and 3. And so what did King Saul do? We go slow walk here, because if God has told you to leave him or leave her, whatever God tell you to leave, go on and leave, because he sees the big picture. And so what happened with King Saul, who was related to Esther and Mordecai, is he was partially obedient, partial obedience is just disobedience. And so what he didn't want to do is he didn't want to cut the cord. So what has to happen, I call it the DDD assignment. What Satan wants to do when you refuse to cut the cord to what God done told you to cut the cord to is he wants to derail you. He wants to abort your destiny, to delay you, delay your progress. Remember that everything is either set by God or used by God. Everything is either set by God or used by God. But if he didn't send it, why would you entertain it? Sure, he'll use it. But if he didn't send it, it's going to only delay your promise. Saul refused to obey God. He spared the Amalekite king, and now Esther has to be a woman for the job. Mordecai has to be a man for the job. So they had to meet again, oh God. And this time, it shows up with different names and different faces, but the same spirit. What Haman didn't realize is that there was an after this that was coming. Check this out. Check this out, my friend. Saul's failure to thoroughly wipe out the house of King Agag of the Amalekites could have resulted in the extermination of the Jews in that region. 600 years later, now God was going to have to do the wipeout that should have happened by the ancestors. Question to you is, what are you holding on to that God told you to get rid of? Esther and Mordecai should not have to deal with battles from hundreds of years ago. But the disobedience of Saul showed up. And many of us from every nation, every continent, are dealing with ancient spirits of the past. Bitterness, fear, worry, resentment, pride, rejection, anger toward people, and doesn't even realize that that thing has been passed down and it is has impacted your life. Your greatest test will be how you handle the same people who mishandle you. Repeat, your greatest test will be how you handle the same people who mishandle you. We do not have to fight our own battles. Esther and Mordecai fasted and they prayed, and God gave wisdom to fight. Come here, Jehoshaphat. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For this battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. 2 Chronicles 20:15. After this, what Haman did not realize is that God is bigger. And the trap that he was about to set will cause prayer to be a weapon. And when you add fasting, that will turn the tables. After this, because it looked like it was over. People were crying in the streets. They were wailing. They were weeping. They were crying. Oh, but there was still going to be an after this. See, Haman didn't realize that there was an after this. Esther had the anointing, and it was about to be manifest. She called a fast. And if we tell the truth, the fast would have knocked half of us out of the game. We would be at the funeral home saying, oh, let me go on and pay for this funeral because I don't like the fast. Oh, God, but the fasting will cause our flesh to die. The fasting will call the thing that's trying to kill us. Oh, God, it will cause it to just turn the tables around. When earth reached heaven, things began to happen. It was a season of repenting. Oh, it was a season of releasing. It was a season of relenting. Oh, God, because the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. The Bible says that there must be a turning for my wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive the sin. God said, I will heal the land. Fasting will cause us to see who's who. Oh, God, fasting will cause us to turn the mirror on ourselves. Fasting will open up our spiritual eyes. Fasting will cause weakness to turn to powerfulness. Fasting will cause wickedness to go bye-bye. Oh, God, I don't know about you, but God is causing us. He wants us to fast. He wants us to seek his face. He's causing what's called an R. The R and R, he wants us to repent. That's what fasting and praying does. He wants us to release it, and he wants us to relent. He wants us to release, which means to let go, to let loose, to be delivered. And fasting will cause the bowels of wickedness to be loose. The very thing that binds us, the chains that has us bound, fasting will cause the chains to be unshackled. Fasting will cause us to relent. To relent means to change your mind, to do a U-turn, to backpedal. That calls after this moment. You see, I refuse for my children and my grandchildren to deal with the same devils that's been fighting me. Or tonight, I don't care what you're going through. God has purpose. God has a plan. And God has a promise for the Jewish nation. God had a plan. And the plan was a woman by the name of Esther. Oh, God, Haman, he built 75 feet for Mordecai. But the same trap, the fasting, caused him to be hung on the same trap that he said, because it was after this, Mordecai was anointed for the assignment. His assignment was to be a caretaker of Esther. His assignment was an intercessor. And God is causing some intercessors to cause us to pray. Oh, God, to pray and to seek his face. And I'm reminded that Esther, the anointing on Esther is released to us on tonight in the name of Jesus. We are expecting deliverance. Oh, God, deliverance in our season. It happened then, and it can happen now. Deliverance to build the very ruins. Deliverance, oh, God, and when it must be like Esther, that if I perish, I perish. She went 3 days. 3 days later, after this, you know the story. The golden scepter was held out. The king granted a favor. And to be honest, the real king was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'm reminded of another 3-day deliverance that took place at Calvary. Jesus, who while on the cross, according to the Gospel of John, said knowing that all things are now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head. He gave up the ghost. And I'm so glad that's not how the story ends. He was bruised, but it brought healing for us. He was pierced, but it came to ease our pain. He was persecuted, but it brought freedom. And it only happened after this. He was dead, and he rose with all power in his hands. Yes, after this, Jesus reigned. He had to go through the process, through the pain. He had to go through the betrayal, just like many of us. He had to go through the belittling, the pain that I cannot imagine. But the key word was he went through it. And 3 days later, after this happened, and can I tell you that like Queen Esther, the Lord wants after this moment for us. My friend, trouble don't last always. Why? Because we will have an after this. The house is in the hands of our family after this.
My God. What a setup. What a set up. God truly does know all things. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you tonight. Glory be to God. This word of hope, this word showing us that God remembers his promises unto us. Amen, Jesus. May be a little pressure. Amen. You got a problem. Glory be to God. But my God, in all of that, amen, God has a purpose. Amen. He wants to show himself strong. He wants to show himself mighty to you, people of God, mighty through you. Amen, Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tonight. Glory to God. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful on tonight. Yes, Lord. God knows all things. Amen. This word tonight, I tell you, people of God, this word tonight, amen, I believe we all have some after this going on in our lives. Amen. It may not be to the measure and the magnitude, amen, of what Esther had to deal with. Glory to God. But we got some after this going on. There's some things going on. Glory be to God. And we just believe God by faith. We heard the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. She says, amen. Transmutation. Amen. Glory be to God. Love it. Love it. Amen. Love it. Glory be to God. But we got to go through the process. We must go through the process. Amen. God is with us. Glory be to God. And woman of God, again, we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus.
God bless you.
Yes, yes. If you would, glory to God, make an altar call on tonight. And amen. If somebody is coming over, definitely. Amen. Because there may be some people, amen, in that dark place. Amen, Jesus. And just need a word of, amen, hope. Amen, strength. Amen. Help them amen. Come on through. God
amen.
Bless you, woman. God.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Well, my brother, my sister, Listen, we all have experience and after this. And I first want to make the altar call for those who may not know Jesus, who may just have, I don't know if you were never introduced to him or you're a backslider. I don't know, but I petition you today that no man knows the day or the hour when Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. Mm-hmm. He is. He's coming back. He said it, and he's not a man that he would lie. Neither is he the Son of Man that he will repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. He said, I'm coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. His desire is that all of us would be saved. And I don't know, my friend, how anyone could really live without him in these day and times, because the struggle is real with him, but the good news is that we have him, that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Oh, yes. So if we draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. Will you come? Come to Jesus. Come to him. The doors of the church is open.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to come, to accept Jesus, to have a personal relationship, to receive him as a personal Savior. Will you come? Will you come? Listen, I would not allow the enemy to keep me from pressing *6. They just say, I'm tired. I'm throwing in the towel. I want to accept him, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Amen. Press *6 if you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Well, if you, okay, but just know that it's still open. You could press *6 at any time. Well, what about you? What about you that's going through, that going through your before this moment, you know, that you're going through? I'm reminded of the olive who has to go through stages in order for the oil to run. It has to go through the shaking. It has to go through the beating, and it has to go through the pressing. And many of you feel like your world is being shaken. You feel like emotionally you've been beaten, and the pressure of life has you so pressed that you just, I need you to touch and agree. I need the prayer net. Work, the Prayer News Network Global. I just need you to touch and agree with me, because, see, we don't just pray one time. We constantly keep you on the altar. If you just need prayer for strength, for healing, will you come? Let me give you this testimony. A few weeks ago, I believe it was the 12th, I'd asked for prayer for a little girl by the name of Gabby. Gabby was on the ventilator, and it did not look good. And we touched and agreed. the body of Christ touch and agree for this 3-year-old little girl who was hooked up to tubes, had a G-tube, had all kind of things, was placed in a coma, couldn't move. But she had an after this moment. And today, when the doctor said one day, Dr. Jesus said, arise, you're coming out of this. Yes, yeah. She had an after this moment. So if you know, if you even want to pray for a loved one, someone that you know of that's ill, someone who's going through, we're here. Yes, we're here. And I want you to know that your greater is coming. Yes, your greater is coming. Will you come? For the Bible says that many are the affliction of the righteous. Oh, God. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Why? Because your greater is coming.
Yes.
Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. Your greater is coming. I know you're feeling pressure. Come on over. Press *6. Amen. Amen. Well, we're just going to have a moment of prayer. Yes. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You are God of gods. You are King of kings. You're our deliverer. You are our redeemer. You're our restorer. You're our way maker. You're our breakthrough. You're our way out when we're closed in. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person who has called in, tuned in from every nation, our kindred brothers and sisters. And we pray, God, that you would move as only you can. We pray for the war over in the Ukraine, the fear that we see. They're trying to have an exodus. We pray in the name of Jesus for divine protection. We pray for intervention, God, that you would intervene on their behalf. We plead the blood of Jesus. We see the hand of the enemy, but we see your hand, Father. For you declare that you were coming back. You gave us signs that there will be wars and there will be rumors of wars. There will be pestilence. Yeah. Oh, God, men will become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. You told us the things that would happen. And we pray, God, for shaking of the heart in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, even for that Nebuchadnezzar spirit that has rose up in the land. And that you would bring them down in the name of Jesus, just like you did with Nebuchadnezzar when he thought he was all that. And when the words came out of his mouth, that his mind was gone and his hair began to grow and his nails began to be like claws. God, if you got to show yourself like that again, because you are still God, and beside you there is no other. We pray for mercy, but we pray for your hand in the name of Jesus. For you have the power to bring wicked kings down and to show them who you are. We pray for our brothers and our sisters. We pray in the name of Jesus that even those that are underground in the Ukraine, God, and those innocent people in Russia, we pray, God, for your grace and for your mercy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Send your deliverance.
Dear Mama.
Let them know who you are, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes so that they can see. Dispatch your warring angels, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every caller. Those that may be abused, those that are contemplating suicide, those that are wanting to throw in the towel. And I say the blood of Jesus over your mind, the blood over the corners of your mind. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will send your anointing with power, that you will send it with authority, that you will let your love, God, overshadow and take them and hold them like a mama or a daddy would their baby. But you will let them know that, Lord, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Come against anxiety and depression. I sense it, Father.
Yes.
I come against it. And I loose in the name of Jesus. I loose peace. I loose joy. I loose, God, those things that are needed in their minds and their bodies in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Abba.
Oh, God. Many, oh God, are in a place where they are fear and torment, where they're afraid, Father, in the name of Jesus, where the enemy has them so afraid. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for going into the mind. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We release power. We release love. We release sound mind. We release boldness. We release peace. We release spiritual mindfulness. In the name of Jesus, we release liberty. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. We release courage where there's discouragement. In the name of Jesus, that we decree that thou should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. In the name of Jesus, peace. Be still. Be still.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes.
Right there. Yeah, right there. Peace. Peace in the mind. Yes, God. Peace. Peace in the spirit, man. Peace. In the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father. In the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of sabotage. Yes, right there. That spirit that some people are supposed to be getting promoted, but there's a spirit of sabotage that has swept in. And we come against that spirit in the name of in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. That spirit that operates under the strong demonic influences. That wants them to abort their progress. No, in the name of Jesus. No, that spirit of Tobiah. Mm-hmm. And that was in Nehemiah. Mm-hmm. That spirit. That was that Sanballat spirit. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we release you from your assignment. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they would not come down off the wall. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will stand up. In the name of Jesus, they will stand on the wall. Even though those spirits wanted them to come down, tried to use trickery, but we release in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Jehovah Gibor, the spirit of truth, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of repentance, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. We bless you, give you glory, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for purpose. We bless you for destroying the works of the enemy that has come to try to destroy us.
Yes,
that our mission will be complete in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, God.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This night. Glory be to God. A divine intervention. Amen. A divine intervention. Amen. By the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen.
God bless you, my sister.
On tonight. Listen, tonight, this could not be a mistake. Hey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be
Hallelujah.
To God. Lord has spoken expressly unto his people tonight. He has spoken expressly. Amen. Listen, a prepared word for a prepared time. Amen. Because the Lord knew who would be listening in tonight. Hey, hey. Gloria to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knew, glory to God, who would be listening in tonight. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for this word. Amen. This word. After this, glory to God. After this, glory be to God. Whatever your this is, there is an after. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God praise, hallelujah, for the victory tonight. We praise him for the victory on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight, woman of God. God bless you tonight. Such a word on tonight. Impactful word. Such an impactful word on tonight. Glory to God. Every word is impactful. Amen, Jesus. But listen, people of God, this word of hope right here. Amen. That no matter where you are, there is an after this. Amen. Yes, there is. Yes. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Just got a prayer request, woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Just got a text. Amen. Glory to God for a prayer request on tonight. Amen. To pray for, amen, Jesus, Levantis Brown. Amen. If you would just, amen, just a word of prayer. Amen. For him on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Oh, had a four-wheeler accident. He had a four-wheeler accident and got a emergency surgery. My God.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on behalf of Levantis Brown, Father. You know Levantis, you know the way he takes, you know the thoughts, you know everything that he's been through and what he's going through. In the name of Jesus, your word declares that we have not because we ask not. Oh, God, we are coming to you all tonight in the name of Jesus.
In the name
the
of
great Jesus. Healer, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, the great healer is not by chance, Father, that we didn't know I will be speaking on tonight, that we will be reaching heaven on tonight, God. Nothing just happens. Oh, God, we thank you for Levantis Brown after this moment, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, in the name of Jesus, going to the cranial, going to his brain, Father, going to the bones that have been broken. Father, go into the spleen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, go into every area of his body, God. You are the x-ray machine. Go in, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we are decreeing and declaring that he will live and not die. We come against brain damage. We come against anything, God. We decree that he will walk again. We decree, God, that he will use and have every factor of his being, God, of his limbs in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, we send the word, God, for you said that we have the power to send the word to heal in the name of Jesus. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that caused Lazarus to come out of his grave clothes, that same power, God, that picked up Jairus' daughter and said, arise. We speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to Levantis Brown, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for healing. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for God in the hands of the doctors and the nurses. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, he will survive. In the name of Jesus, and we pray, God, even for his family, that every word that comes to them that's not of you, that they were casted out. We take every thought captive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We demolish arguments in the name of Jesus that will set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we accept one word, be healed. Healed in the name of Jesus. Healed in the mind, God. Healed in behaviors, God. Healed in changes, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, no problem. No problem that you can't solve. They're going through the pressure. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But we speak, be healed, be delivered, be set free. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all things are possible, and we believe, and we know you can do it, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you, Father, that the Levantis has the mind of Christ. We thank you, Father, that his thoughts are lining up with you in the name of Jesus, that even as he lies in that bed, oh God, that you were given dreams and visions, for you have called him. You've been calling him. Yes, Lord, give him another chance. Give him another chance. Give him another chance, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, don't let the enemy destroy him, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Give him another chance, Father, to serve you. Give him another chance to be obedient.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
Faith in that room. We pray the blood.
Yes,
the blood of
Lord.
Jesus.
Your blood.
The blood,
your blood
covers you.
Mm-hmm.
Your blood that was shed on the cross.
Yes,
by
Lord.
Your stripes he's healed.
Yes, Lord.
You were bruised for him.
Jesus.
Your blood that was shed on the cross. And if it was just one drop, your blood.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, God. We give you glory.
Thank you.
And we give you honor. We decree and declare that they will be still and know that you are God.
Yes.
And when fear comes, they will speak life. Doesn't matter what they see, what they hear. They will speak life. And we touch and agree in the name of the
Lord.
Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. We believe it all. It is done. Glory to God. Yes, God. We believe it.
In the name
Glory
of
God.
Jesus.
We see it. Glory to God. Already.
Hallelujah.
Done. God has declared it, decreed it. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord just gave us a booster. Amen. Gave us a booster. Gave us a booster. Amen. Jesus, how this thing works. Amen. Prayer.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Amen. It's been uttered unto the Father. Glory to God. Now we hold it. Amen. Just as it's been declared and decreed. Already healed. Glory be to God. We hold it now. Glory be to God. Amen. And look for the manifestation. Look for it, people of God. Look for it. Glory be to God, because it is so. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, people, God, I don't know if you can feel it. Amen, Jesus, but there's something special. Amen. About this night. Amen. Glory be to God. Something, glory to God, peculiar about this night. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For his move, for his manifestation, for his power on tonight. Amen. By his word, glory to God, by his spirit, by his visitation unto us on tonight. Amen. And woman of God, again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. It was a divine setup. Amen. Bye.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we listen. We don't have any problem. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's his doing.
Amen.
God, for the word on tonight. And we just want to pray, glory to God. Amen. That on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you glory tonight. We thank you for this divine exception on tonight, this divine intervention on tonight. Father, we the word that has come by your servant. We're thanking you tonight, oh, glory to God. We thank you because it's a right now word for a right now people. And we thank you today. We thank you tonight, glory be to God. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you've said, glory to God. Cause now this word, glory to God, to settle in our hearts even more. Settle in our spirit on tonight, God. And we bless you. We honor, we glorify you for what you've done, glory to God, and what you're doing. And Father, tonight we ask you to look upon your servant. Look upon the woman of God on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you would bless her now. Father, bless her, bless her, bless her now. We're asking that you would breathe afresh upon her. Even so, even in that precious name, Jesus, we're asking, Father, that you would restore even unto her the virtue. Glory to God, the virtue, oh God, that she's given out to your people on tonight. Father, restore and strengthen her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to look upon her situation. Look, glory to God, look upon her family. Look, oh God, even in her ministry, everything that concerns her tonight. Father, we're asking that you would look favorably unto your servant on tonight. We're asking that you would move for her. Glory to God, in the precious
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Move for her, glory to God. Hallelujah. Manifest yourself even the more unto your servant. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight for favor. Cause your favor to rest upon her. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. For you know what she has need of. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God. We believe by faith, glory to God, but her every need is met. We believe by faith on tonight that her every desire is fulfilled by you. And we give you thanks. We give you praise.
Yes.
We give you glory. Hey, hey. Ha-ya-ya-ya-bosha. We glorify you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight, oh God. We're asking that you will fortify her. We're asking, oh God, that you will strengthen her now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Even now, strengthen
the name
her.
Of Jesus.
Glory to God. For the days ahead, oh God, as she ministers to your people. We're thanking you now for wording her mouth. We're thanking you now, glory to God, for the word of God, your word that's in her belly. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your divine direction unto your servant on tonight. Father,
hallelujah.
Stir her even the more. Stir up every gift.
Hallelujah.
Stir every gift, oh glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Stir every gift within your servant on tonight, Father. And we said continue to use her. Continue to get the glory out of her life. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We honor We honor you on tonight, oh God. We glorify you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In thy presence. Name Jesus, for your will being done, your will being fulfilled in her life. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory. Father, shield her now. Oh God, this precious anointing, shield her even now in that precious name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Counter attack right now. Every counter attack, oh global Shamba, oh God, every counter attack right now. We cancel as sons of God. We cancel right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that there shall be no backlash. Glory to God. There shall be. We forbid backlash. Hey, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your anointing, Father, in that precious name. Jesus, glory to God. We glory us. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for taking her higher. Thank you for taking her higher in you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Father, have your perfect and your divine way in her life. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And glory to God for this precious anointing, we say, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For his word, people of God. Amen. Jesus, we just want to remind you that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. We will send it to you. People of God, absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. Just text us on tonight. Amen. We'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God as well. You can text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Also, don't forget you can go out to our PNN Facebook page, amen, and listen to this broadcast. But people of God, we would that you get a copy, amen. Let us send it to you so that you can send it to someone else and be blessed, amen. Do you know how many people, amen, Jesus, are going through their transmutation, glory to God, right now, amen, in a dark place right now and need this word that there is a after this, after that, amen. Glory be to God. We would that you get a copy. Amen. Get a copy and send it to someone. Amen. So that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Give them this hope on tonight. That's what this hope on tonight. Glory to God. That go ahead. Go through. Amen. Trust the process of God. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank the Lord. Amen. Again, for you, woman of God. We're going to turn it back over to you. Amen. For final remarks on tonight, amen, and for the blessing and the closing out of the line. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. And thank you for the opportunity. I know God is up to something. He is up to something on tonight. Amen. We're grateful for every caller. We don't want to prolong the time. We know it's Saturday night. But we thank you. And listen, if you all have any prayer requests or you were just too shy to star 6, you could just get in touch with our evangelist and she could just let us know and we will pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so, Father, we thank you. We praise you for just who you are. You are our God of gods. You're our King. You're our deliverer. You're our strong tower. And we love you. We thank you for every caller. We thank you for the visionary and for every advisor, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all those who are listening and those who will listen. And we pray, Father, blessings of Abraham on their life. We pray, Father, mm-hmm. that you would keep them from falling and you would present them faultless before the throne of in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you again, woman of God. God bless you, people of God. Don't forget, you can, like I said, go out, amen, look at, listen to the broadcast, amen. You can also Google Prayer News Network, and there you will see our broadcast as well as podcast. Amen. If you prefer to listen to podcasts, you can do that too. Amen. We bless you again on tonight. God bless you. Thank you again, woman of God. And people of God, don't forget, come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Come back and be with us. Amen. To hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. God bless you tonight. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Blessings to you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.